of Baruch HaMakom. Baruch HaMakom, as described here in the Sugya in Brachas Daf Mem, that can count as a bracha, according to a mayor, if you acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that expression, Baruch HaMakom Shebra'a. We also have earlier in Masechta Brachas, that the Hasidim HaRishonim, they prepare for tefillah, and the lashon is Mechaven, Libam LaMakom. The word makom is found all over in the literature of Chazal. And to understand a little bit about the depth of the word makom, just a quote or two, there's a sefer called Sefer HaTishbi, who goes through different words and the shirashim of the words. So when you look in the entry on makom, he writes as follows. Makom nikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu makom. Baruch HaMakom, it's a Mishnah in the end of Masechta Midos. Lefi shehu makom hakol ve'en hakol mekomo. In other words, Hashem is the existence of the world, and not that the world is His place, but He is the place. Now he continues. He writes, Ubali HaKabbalah, we noted before from the Sefer Shlema Mishnaso that L'yodei Chein, makom has a tremendous depth to it, to the extent that he wants to say it also represents Malchus, not just Haskaras Hashem. So he brings here, Balei HaKabbalah, Nosin Botam Acher, Lefi Shem Shal Havaya, Rot Salomar, Shem Shal Abba Osios, Yud Ke Vav Ke, Ole Betzirufo Kuf Pei Vav, Kiminyan Makom. What's the gematria of Makom? Kuf Mem, Makom, Mem Kuf Vav Mem, 186. Mem, Kuf, 140, Vav Mem, 46, 186. How does Yud Kei Vav Kei become 186? Yud Kei Vav Kei, every one of the letters has a gematria. Multiply the gematria of each letter by itself and add up the four figures. Yud is 10, multiplied by itself is 100. Hey, it's two hays, right? So hey by itself is 25, 5 by 10, and again, the other one would be another 25. So we have 150. And the vav is 6, multiplied by itself, is 36. So the gematria of yud-kei, vav-kei, each letter multiplied by itself, is exactly makom. The zel tzirufa, yud-pamim-yud, kuf, hey-pamim-hey, chaf-hey. Hey-kuf-chaf-hey, vav-pamim-vav, lamid-vav, that's 161, it goes in order, hey pamim hey, chaf hey, kuf hey vav. This is brought in other Sfarim earlier, Mate Moshe, and Hilchos Yom HaKippurim brings that as well. The Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Shlisi has a number of building up insights into this connection between Shem Hashem being Makom. Can't read it all, just to give you the basic gist of the Nefesh HaChayim. He builds it up, and it starts on one level, then he shows you it really goes much, much further than that. Just give you a flavor of how he expresses it. The Gemara and Brachas of Daf Lamed Amid Beis, the lashon is Dechavnu Eslibam LaMakom. Why does he use that expression? Ukshat Mispalel in Mishnah Perka in Pirkei Avos Perk Beis. To Mispalel Al Tas Tfilas LaKeva El Rachem Misachanunim Lefnei HaMakom Baruch Hu. HaMakom Baruch Hu. Ramzu Tzichonim Uvracha B'Tevas Makom L'Inyan Gadol. And then he goes on to say that when you are trying to understand Chazal's words, it's a gacha le'esh. You can't, the more you play with it too close, you can get burnt. On the other hand, you can warm yourself to it. So this is Chazal as well. All the divrei chachamim, they sound like they're very simple, but they're really very deep, but you have to know how to keep a sort of a distance, but still get the warmth that you could. So it is with the word makom. Hagam shepshuta muvan. So you think it's nothing, but really it is. Kishinidatik nimsa shekol ramzu b'ze odin in gadol. So he says as follows. Chazal say, Reshus Rabba, Vayifka b'makom. Yaakov Avinu met up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say, Mipnei ma mechanis moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kornos l'makom, shum makomo shal oylam, v'en olam makomo. Another medrash, Shmos Rabba, Hinei makom iti, Asri tfeilo li, my place is tafel to me, v'en ani tafel asri, and I am not tafel to my place. Other midrashim as well. What's the Pasha Pshad here? The Pasha Pshad is, what's a loma? Just as a makom is so vel umachzik, ezadava v'chevet ha-munachalot, if you have a location, which is a place, a receptacle for something else, and that contains it, it's not going to fall because it's protected, it's securely placed within a particular receptacle, a keli. So, on that level, the dimyon says, habore is barach shemo, hu amokam amiti, hasobel umekayim ha'olamos v'abrios kula. Hashem is what keeps everything from collapsing. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesal kochom mehem afrega achas, Hashem removes his energy force even for a second, then it wouldn't exist. And that's the yesod of our emunah. And therefore, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu called makom, because the kiyum of everything, just like you have a makom that's keeping what's in it secure, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called makom mishalol. That's Perek Aleph. Perek Sheni. But, says Mechaim V'lashna, Penimius inyan makom mishalolam hu inyan gadol ma'od. There's more to it. When we say Hashem is makom mishalolam, it's a very imperfect analogy to a case of a chayfetz that's being securely protected by some keli around it that prevents it from falling and slipping out. And that's because in the case of a keli, there's a keli and there's a metzius in what's in it. And that metzius is still there. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, it's not that way. It's not just that. The etzem, there is no existence but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By a kli, yesh lo be'emes mitzius b'fnei atzma. But without the makom, I mean the thing in the kli, but without the makom around it, it wouldn't exist. But here it's different. There's no division. He says you have to realize what we're saying here and understand it well. He goes on to say that this that we perceive something as existing in the world is only from our perspective. There's mitzideinu as mitzido yisbarach. Mitzido yisbarach, Hashem is memalei kol almin. But we see things as having an existence in their own right. Okay, you can see more, maybe another occasion we'll elaborate a little bit more. But what he's trying to say is something very incredible. That the idea of makom v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the idea being that the etzem, there is no division, there's no separation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ki'ilu, that's something outside of himself. The Svarim tell us that there's a notion called simtzum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so ki'ilu we perceive as if there's an existence outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was mitzamsem from himself to give a space for there to be something ki'ilu outside of himself. That's all a function of our perception. But the etzem, there is nothing ein od milvado. That's the Rav Chaim V'lashna's idea of makom. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, there really is no differentiation. So a little bit more in terms of Pesach and Haggadah. I have here something from Rav David Feinstein, my Haggadah, just a simple idea, but it mamish speaks to everything we're saying now. We say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu in Haggadah right before we continue with our Ba'abanim. Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, and the Elisha. So, when David said, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Makom right now? We're introducing the Abba Banan. Because Makom means Hashem is everywhere. This idea that Hashem is Makom everywhere means that Hashem's existence even can relate to aspects of the world that we would think are completely foreign to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who represents that? The Ben HaRasha. The Ben HaRasha is living his life in a total opposite manner than we would expect. Be Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu even embraces the Rasha as well. And that's because you don't give up on anybody. Even the Rasha has potential to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if he doesn't, then whatever happens to him is also part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate plan. He's also a chelk of Kiddush Yem Shamayim, and therefore, less asar panim minei, like the expression that we quoted before, there's no place that's bereft of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means even in the depth of the riches of the Rasha, there's also some sparks of manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And you can't give up, and he's also considered to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's child. That's what David is saying in his very succinct way, but it's very consistent with what we're saying right now. Dafka now, the point of Baruch of Keneged Ababam Dibur Torah, everyone has their own way of living and their way of thinking. There's a Chacham, there's a Rosh, there's a Elisha, because Baruch Hu encompasses all of that, even the Rosh as well. I was thinking, we quoted it quickly the other day, Rav Yankov, in his Ha'aris and Mesachta Brachas, has this incredible Chidush, Pshat, in the Gemara, about Baruch HaMakom Shebra, and how it works. Mamish Dvar Mechudashim, but it goes also well with Rav Chaim Balazsher. He says, I will be Machadesh, the diuk of the Lashon HaMishnah of the Braisa is, Ra'es HaTe'ena, Ra'es HaPas. And he said, Kamenoyak Pasu, Baruch HaMakom Shebra. Why are you talking about that? Just say, you know, Beirach Ala Pas, Kamenoyak, Baruch HaMakom Shebra, Yatsa. What is Ra'es HaTe'ena? He saw it. And he said, Kamenoyak. Why are you talking about seeing it and responding? Says Rav Yankov, nearly, that the Tana wants to tell us, how is it that a person will suddenly invent his own bracha in this way, that never was created before by any formal matveya of anybody? And the answer is because he was walking his merry way. And he sees something beautiful. He sees a fig. And his eyes get open and he says, wow. From the spirus, he suddenly just responds from his gut. Wow! Kama noya teinazu, kama noya pazu, bacham shabra. Says Rav Meir, you hit the mark, yatsa. You were not thinking to make a bracha. It was not coming from a formal, deliberated, conscious decision. But lemaisa, you were chapt that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria. You were makir the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there, in the middle of the market. You didn't have kavana for birchas hananin. You spoke the way they speak in the market. And the market, they don't say shemo malchus. Why? Probably because, he says, because you never know, things are not so clean or whatever, so they didn't use astaras Hashem typically in the street. But he said the way they speak in the street, but he exactly captured in the Safa HaMeduberet, that reality of Kamenar Baruch HaMakom Shebra, that counts in that context as Naskara. And I would add, not just Hashem, but also Malchus. As he explains, according to Rav, you need Askara Hashem, that becomes Askara Hashem. According to Abiyoch, you need Malchus, Kinuzeh, Kol Shem HaMalchus. Because that's in the context that he came into the picture, that's how people acknowledge the realities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what that means, in translating from Rav Chaim Balazsher, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found everywhere, so this person found HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his spontaneous way, he hit the mark. That's the bracha. There's a mayimah from Moshe Shapiro. It's brought in the Sefer Afikei Mayim, it's Inyan Ches. He's magdim this part of the Haggadah. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. He understands this as Agdama to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the Igata Levincha. Some Rishonim say it's like a Birchas HaTorah because we have quote Sukkim connected above the Dibur Torah. He learns it's like it's basically like an acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we're now about to really engage in a very detailed way in Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. And he explains something very profound. And he ends with the Nefesh HaChaim when he develops this idea. At the very end, he quotes the Nefesh HaChaim. There is a maracha in the world that you could call the Mahalach of Teva. Teva is the way Hashem set up the world. And in that template, things follow according to a certain set plan. And one thing begets another, and things flow, and they unfold in that manner. That's connecting to the idea of a chama, the sun, and umas ha'olam are compared to the chama. And from that perspective, things are sequential. That's Briyas HaOlam. Rashi asked the question at the beginning of Chumash, why does the Torah begin with Bereishis Bara Elokim? Where should the Torah begin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, of Kiddush HaChodesh. But that Kiddush HaChodesh, that mitzvah was Klal Yisrael being chosen as a nation, and it's really the Haschalah of Matan Torah. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was the first mitzvah for Klal Yisrael. That idea is the maracha of Nes, of Lamala Min HaTeva, of the template where you can say Me'in Olam Haba, there is no sense of sequential things happening according to a particular plan, one, another. It's all the perfection as one entity. There's no sense of time in the same way that you have with the cycle of the Chama. Chama is like a Shana. Shana means it just goes and follows itself, right? It repeats Shana to go over and over again. The notion of the Chodesh is Chidush. Chidush means it's just the essence itself as one entity, not sequential. That's the concept of a Nes. Nes doesn't follow the laws of nature in a sequence, but it's just the package itself. And that's the Mahalach of Torah, and that's the Mahalach of Nes. Kineged Chama, that's Shana. Kineged Levana, that's Chodesh. Nisim also have their structure. The Maralik in his Hadama to Sefer Gvuras Hashem says, but it's a different type of a Seder. It follows its own rules, but it's not the rules of the normal cycle of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in the Briya Sa'olam these two Mahalchim. There's the Mahalch of Shana and the Mahalch of Chodesh. At first glance, they're two separate tracks, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Klal Yisrael, what he was saying was that the very Mahalach of Bias HaOlam is Tafel to the Mahalach of Torah, of Nisim. Why do we say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu right now? Explains of Moshe Shapiro, there's a Baruch Sha'amar Vahaya HaOlam, that's Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the normal teva of the world, as he created the world to follow along the particular course. Sukkot Dezimra is that. It's a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Mahalach of Shana, the Mahalach of Teva. That's Baruch She'amar V'haya Olam. But that itself ultimately is Meshubah to another Mahalach, the Mahalach of Nisim. And that's Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. That's the Anhaga that was revealed through Moshe Rabbeinu, through Klal Yisrael, through Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ultimately, the Seder Maaseh Bereishis is going to become attached and associated with that larger template of Mahalach of Nes, Mahalach of Chidush, and that's Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, which is Hakdama to the Shevach and Ahalel of this Mahalach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why do we change the language from Baruch She'amar V'haya Olam to Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu? Because, as he says, the Nefesh HaChaim, the Chinah of Makom is this galus of Metzias HaOlam B'derech that there's no machitza between Elyonim and Tachtonim. It's not like in the physical world you have a Makom that's securely keeping something in place. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one and the same. There's no Havdalah, there's no machitza. There's nothing but Ritzono Yisbarach. That's the Giloy of the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we don't say Baruch Sha'am Avahe'olam. That's the Bechina, because Baruch Hu mitzamsin himself to allow for the existence, at least the perception of an existence, of a world. And that world is Amar Bahaya Olam, and we look at the world, we Mishbiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that world. And that's the world that follows according to the world's, the laws of Teva, and that's the Niflos of Borei as well. That's Baruch Sha'am Avahe'olam. But superimposed on that, and toffled to that, is a new template. And that's the template of Baruch HaMokon. Because Baruch HaMokon means that there's a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, and there's no separation. So there's the world as we see it. That's the Mitzidenu of Chaim Belashner. We see a world, and we function in that world, and we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that world, and we see the world Kiviyachol as, you know, Nesapim Tokel. The world speaks Hashem's praises, and we acknowledge it. But from that perspective, we still have the perception of there to being a separation. Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's mitzamtzem himself to allow a world to be perceived as it is, as being megala his greatness. And that is the shevach of Hallel, for Bias HaOlam, of Ma'aseh Bereishis, of Baruch Sha'am Avahe HaOlam. And that's Shana. But then something even beyond that, Nesisis Mitzvah. And that's the Baruch HaMokom. Because Mokom represents that there really is no division. Mitzido Yisbarach is Eino Movado. Eino Movado doesn't follow time. It doesn't, it just, everything is Chidush. It's the ultimate connecting of everything, and that is the word Makon. And Lamaisa, there's a relationship between the two. The existence of the world is mitbitali to that existence of the larger idea of Makon of HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, so in a little bit of a understanding of why we could say that Makon could count not just as Haskaras Hashem, from the perspective of the gematria, as we said, right? Makon, 186. Yudkei Bavkei, multiplying each letter by itself, gives you the same number. Okay, all cute, nice, but really reflects a deeper, more profound idea. As the Nefesh HaChayim explains, because Baruch Hu, the Etzem, is the only existence in the world. And as we're saying here, that's why the Haggadah, it produces it early on in Magid, because the whole Mitzias of Yitzias Mitzrayim brings out that second maracha that superimposed on the first maracha, and that's what Kai Yisrael connect ourselves to the Mahalach of Nisim, which is a whole different dimension of the world, and that's embodied by the Lashon of Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. As I mentioned as well, the word Hu is a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we see many times. Not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu as connecting to Kai Yisrael. When Kai Yisrael are in distress, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with us. Because we are one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's Merum is in the Lashon of Hu, Imanochi Betzara. So again, that's again part of the same idea, because this aspect of the Kadosh Baruch Hu only came into the world through Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim. So with Hashem, we should be able to recognize the different tiers, and with Hashem, we should be able to draw the proper perspectives on all of this. Okay.